The town of Johnson made headlines back in April when it moved its flood-prone public library up to higher ground. The town literally picked up the building and rolled it half a mile down Route 15 out of the floodplain. But towns can't always just pick up and move their infrastructure. And as Vermont Public's Howard Weiss-Tisman explains, some municipalities are still figuring out how to protect their public buildings after the past 2 years of summer floods.
The town of Hardwick sits along the Lamoille River. When there are ice jams in winter, heavy spring runoffs, or torrential summer rains, the first building to flood is the fire station. Dave Upson is the Hardwick town manager.
The standard operating procedure for the fire department when we're going to get flooding is to move the fire trucks out of the fire station, because the fire station is the first building that floods in town.
It's not a great situation, but they've managed to make it work. That is until the summer of 2023, when about 3 feet of water crashed through the building, causing almost $150,000 in damage. Upson says the flooding that year and the following summer forced the town to deal with the problem.
This building can't stay here. This is a FEMA map floodplain. We know that we shouldn't be here, and our time is limited here.
Hardwick has stabilized the building, but it's holding out for a long-term solution. The town is pursuing what's known as an alternative project with FEMA, which would let it use federal money to build a new fire station on higher ground instead of rebuilding on the same site. FEMA projects always take time, and they can get mired down in red tape. But a project like this is even more complex.
Instead of just rebuilding something where it stands, they're considering taking some money and potentially building something somewhere else. Well, that does become complicated.
Mark Johnson is with Vermont Emergency Management, and he says Vermont was one of the first states in the country to use this FEMA program when it rebuilt the state complex in Waterbury after Tropical Storm Irene. After a disaster hits, municipalities have to keep their services going, and they're even more busy cleaning up and helping their residents. And so Johnson says the road back for town offices, wastewater plants, and fire stations is never easy.
What FEMA would prefer would be the disaster hits, you fix it back, and they just cut you a check right there and you're done. But rarely does that happen.
Hardwick is still in negotiations with FEMA about its fire station and wastewater plant. And across Vermont, other towns are trying to come up with plans to protect their public infrastructure from future flooding. Ludlow and Johnson are trying to figure out how to come up with the money to move their wastewater plants. Montpelier is working with FEMA to try to use federal funds to move some of its municipal buildings to higher ground. And Woolkit has begun conversations about moving its highway department and fire station away from the floodplain. While some towns, like Barry, put things back together pretty much as they were and are hoping for the best. The town of Johnson spent almost $250,000 to reinforce its town office, which included installing a waterproof membrane and floodgates to protect the building the next time the Lamoille River jumps its banks. Johnson Town Administrator Thomas Gallinat says the town wants to move its offices out of the floodplain, but FEMA officials thought it made more sense to floodproof the existing building. And so Gallinat says that's what they did.
When the future of your building is tied to the approval from FEMA, you're limited to your options based on those purse strings, right?
Back in Hardwick, town manager Dave Upson says he's still meeting with FEMA officials a few times a month to come up with a plan for the fire station. The work is slow and sometimes frustrating, but Upson says he's hoping that the pieces all come together.
When something bad happens, everybody looks to blame. And everybody looks to point fingers. And I don't know if it's anger or if it's fear or what it is, but there's no immediate fix to pretty much anything in life. So you gotta work through it. And that's what we're doing.
Upson says he's hoping there's an answer from the federal agency this fall and that Hardwick can come up with a final plan for its fire station at town meeting next year. For Vermont Public, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Hardwick.